Oh, really? Wow, it's so early. Well, sure. Good night. Sleep well.
So I guess it's just you and me. Yeah, she's a good friend. She just baffles me with her semi-reasonable sleep schedule. I can't believe she's still sleeping early, even on a special occasion just like this. I love a good girls' nights in. It's just like old times, like back when we were teenagers. Well, I guess I can't really blame her. Sleep's pretty fucking good, right? Are you sleepy yourself? No? Oh, thank God. I'm so glad. Oh, did I sound a little too enthusiastic there? Well, the thing is, I invited you both over because today's kind of an anniversary for me. But not really a good one. As we all know, things get a lot more emotional at night, so I thought it'd be a good idea to just be with friends and distract myself with some movies and junk food. So far, I think it's worked. Aw, you're so sweet to ask. I'm doing okay. Like, I've been better, but I've also been a whole lot worse. Things get easier with each passing year, and I've been able to focus on the positives today. Though, I realize it's pretty late. No, don't worry, I'm not trying to lecture you to go to sleep. What I'm actually saying is, it's liquor time, baby! Yeah, I'm serious. I feel like it's a quintessential sleepover experience. At least now that we're adults. Come on, come into the kitchen with me and let's make some drinks. What are you feeling tonight? I think I'm gonna have a beer. How about you? Well, go ahead, help yourself to whatever's in my fridge. I'll be waiting here until you finish making your drink. So, how's fuck? What's your partner's name again? I'm so sorry. Oh shit. I mean, fuck. I didn't realize you guys broke up. I'm sorry to hear that. How long were you together? Yeah, that's tough. I know, breakups are such a pain in the ass. But at least your drink is made. Come on, let's go. We'll drink off this conversation. Let's go back to the couch. We can sit next to each other and gossip like the good old days. Yeah? Okay, let's sit down right here. And so we were just talking about your ex, right? Unless you don't want to talk about that anymore. You don't? Oh, that's totally fine. Yeah, just know that I'm here for you. Oh, what about me? Oh, I haven't had a breakup in months. Thank God. I've just had enough toxic experiences lately, but I'm not gonna dwell on it. I'm having a serious nostalgia kick right now. Why? Well, because we've barely hung out since we were in high school together. Remember back when we had sleepovers like this every week? Which, is such a pity. We had a lot of good times. Some were too good sometimes, honestly. Well, what I mean is that I got attached, I was low-key obsessed with you back then. I was always happiest when I was hanging out with you. When we graduated, I was honestly kind of devastated. But after everything that happened, I had to reassess what was going on with me, and I think I'm a stronger person now. Like, I decided to be a better person, and I'm not relying on you. Or, well, I decided not to rely on you as my sole source of happiness. I know that I put a lot of pressure on you at the time, and you had some sort of sense of responsibility for me. And that wasn't fair to you. Like, at all. No, for real. I mean, don't make excuses for me. We never had an open line of communication back then, and that's my fault, I'm sorry, truly, for my immaturity. I know now that people have lives of their own, lives that don't revolve around fixing their best friends. I totally understand if you don't forgive me for all the stupid shit I've done. Wait, What? You forgive me? Wow, I honestly have no words. I seriously procrastinated on apologizing for so long because I always assumed that you were, that you would be mad at me. So, thank you. It's really good to see you. I have to admit that I still get that same little glow in my heart when I'm in your company. Oh, shut up! I know, come on. I know I keep my heart on my sleeve. I just wanted to be honest with you, that's all. We were best friends. How could I not feel a little bit of sappiness towards you? Did you just say, that's gay, in the year of our Lord 2020? Yeah, seeing as, you know, I'm a woman and I'm being all sappy with you, another woman, I guess you could call that pretty gay. But we love a good woman-loving woman story, right? You know, back when we were younger, you probably know this already, but I had the biggest crush on you. Oh, you knew? Yikes, I didn't realize I wasn't exactly discreet about how much of a crush I had on you. Well, look at us now, still friends after all we've been through. For real though, I was so into you. Do you remember the first sleepover we had when we were on this very couch? Yeah, you came over and we watched the movies and for some reason I had like a panic attack, I think. Or maybe I was just crying, I don't know. But the point is, I was upset and this was one of our first like bonding moments. You remember? Does it ring a bell? Oh, good. I wanted to make sure I hadn't dreamt it up, because even though I was upset, even though I was crying, it was actually one of my favorite memories ever. Well, yeah, of course, because it showed me what having a real friend was like, because you saw me crying and you cared. You asked me questions. You listened to me. You accepted me. And then, well, you know what? Let's just recreate the scene, shall we? You were laying down on your side, just like that. And I lay down beside you, just like this. And we were facing each other. It's a pretty tight squeeze now, right? And now that we're, you know, adults. Kind of. I don't really know if I've grown that much since high school, but I remember my heart was beating so fast. I think it was because you just smelled so good. And though maybe my heart was beating fast because I was crying in front of somebody who I didn't realize I should not be crying in front of. But you held me in your arms anyways. Like, those beautifully comforting arms. Exactly when I needed it. And that moment still means a lot to me. Because, well, okay. Remember you had your hands here on my waist and I had mine on yours, like this? And we held each other, just like this. And we looked into each other's eyes and you told me I was your best friend and my heart melted. It was all whispers and warmth after midnight. And I gotta say, in that moment, I really wanted to kiss you. Like, you know that whole stereotype where sapphics yearn so deeply? Well, that was me. Sorry, that was just for the purpose of demonstration. I'm sure you were able to tell how much I felt for you. Anyways, we can sit up now and finish our drink. Oh, you want to lay like this a little longer? Oh, okay, sure. No, I don't mind. Well, don't make fun of me. I don't know I'm laughing. I don't know. I guess I'm just getting a little wave of nostalgia. I haven't been this close to another human being in a while. I really don't know how to act. Is it ridiculous that I'm feeling shy? That's what I thought too. Yeah. This really is nice though. Feeling so close to someone else. To you, especially. Getting a real life snuggle. It's like a lovely little bonus distraction. Oh, I'm okay. You know what? Actually, I'm good. I'm great, I promise. It's just been a difficult day. But you made it a whole lot easier. I think you brought a whole new issue to light, though. I must be crazy touch-starved, judging by how much my body and my brain is loving this. Though, I wonder if it's just the alcohol making me so nice and warm, or if it really is from these snuggles. Oh, you feel good too? That's good. I'm glad. It'd be pretty weird if you kept snuggling me if you weren't comfortable. Ah, you smell so fucking good. Is that weird to say? I mean, you smell just like you did all those years ago. Oh, right, okay, that was definitely weird to say. Sorry? Not sorry? But seriously, you're literally like a blanket. This is exactly what I needed now that it's getting cold outside. I swear, you're exactly what I need. I love you. Your eyes. I love your eyes. They're so pretty. It's one of my favorite things about you. It's just the way they sparkle when they look into mine. I know it's customary to close your eyes when snuggling like this, but it seems like we just can't stop looking at each other. Your eyes are just too pretty. So what's your excuse? So why are you looking at me so longingly with those gorgeous eyes of yours? Wait. What? You what? You love me? You mean as a friend, right? That must be what you mean. I mean, you can't actually be in love with me. Wait. You're actually serious? You really love me? Oh, holy shit, yeah. Please tell me, because I'm just in complete disbelief. Oh, you want to show me? Oh my god, you're leaning in. You're... Wow, I did not expect that at all. I'm just shocked, honestly, but please don't stop. Can I confess something to you? I think I fell in love with you that night. Yeah, all those years ago. I'm serious. I've wanted you for so long, and now you're right here kissing me, telling me you love me. Holy. I love you. I really, really love you. I cannot believe how incredible it feels to finally tell you what I've been keeping to myself all these years. I swear, even after we stopped talking, you were always on my mind. I never thought you'd actually respond to my invitation, if I'm being honest. It was a long shot, but I'm so fucking happy you answered. I've longed for this for so many years. I've wanted you so badly. And now, I have you all to myself. And you're laying here so beautifully in my arms. Would you be comfortable if we stripped down? Just to our underwear, of course. Yeah. Oh, I'd love that. Oh, do you want to take my top off? Well, only if I get the pleasure of taking yours off as well. All right, let me lift up my arms up, okay? Go ahead. Whoa, hey, don't tickle me like that. Oh, no, you're going to get me caught in my shirt. God damn it. Okay. Whew, there, my shirt's off now. Ah, no, let me take that shirt of yours off, okay? Raise your arms for me, just like I did. Wow. I've dreamt about undressing you, and now I'm really living my dreams. You're absolutely stunning. I know I've only seen the top half of you naked, but somehow I've fallen even more in love with you. Can I kiss you? No. Not there. Not on your lips, silly. Can I kiss your neck? Thank you. Can I kiss a little lower? What if I run my hands all across your skin like this? You're so beautiful. Your skin is fucking heavenly. I love the way you shiver against my lips. Do my lips tickle your skin? What about right here? You like it when I kiss you there, don't you? I can tell someone wants to start touching me now. Go ahead, run your hands all over me. And your lips too. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. How do you know just how to touch me to get me all riled up? Oh, my God. Oh, you're touching me all over. Oh, fuck. And your lips too. Fuck. Oh, my God. Yeah, yes, I'm fucking horny for you. Excuse me? What am I going to do about it? Are you challenging me? All right, then. Yeah. You know what? I will touch myself right here, laying right next to you with my eyes locked on yours. But you have to do the same exact thing. And we're gonna race. Oh, you know, I've always been up for a good competition. I'm just surprised you want to partake in my goofy antics. All right. Let's get fully undressed now, shall we? Oh my God, it's so hard to pull stuff off on this tiny ass couch. Oh my God. Look at you. You are the most gorgeous girl I've ever seen. I'm serious. You're breathtaking. God, I've dreamt about this. Literally, exactly this. Both of us, naked, in love, on this couch together. About to be so deeply intimate. Are you sure about this? You know, I completely understand if you don't want to. I don't want you to feel rushed at all to do something so intimate in front of me. I mean, you're right. Mutual masturbation is kind of nice in that way. We get to show each other what makes us feel good. So I guess it is a good first step. You're so fucking brilliant. Can I kiss you again before we start? Oh, unless you want to kiss me while we start. I'd love that. Come here, kiss me. Let me moan against your lips as we touch ourselves. Oh, fuck. I love this so much. Watching you touch yourself. Kissing you while you do it. You look so fucking good. Fuck. You must feel so fucking good, right? Fuck. Does it feel good touching yourself? Knowing that I'm touching myself to the side of you. Oh, don't get all embarrassed now. I love it when you get all shy and flustered like this, though. Do you like that I'm teasing you? Oh, wow, it sounds like you do. The way you're whimpering like that for me. Can you moan a little louder for me? Oh, don't worry, our friend is fast asleep. Just focus on making yourself feel good. And let me hear every bit of you. Oh, I want to hear all of you. I want to see all of you. I love you so much. Oh, you're so fucking sexy. Oh, you're touching yourself so well. Just the way you like it, don't you? Oh, yeah, make yourself feel so good for me. Oh, because you're making me feel so good. Oh, shit. Yeah, this feels amazing. I mean, I have definitely touched myself thinking of you before. Dreaming of your hands on my skin. Feeling your fingers on me. Oh, fuck. Oh, now getting to lay down, touching myself beside you. Oh, it's absolutely incredible. Keep looking into my eyes, okay? Keep touching yourself to me. Let's feel good, okay? Oh, just like that. Oh, just like that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just focus on feeling good. On getting there with me, okay? Oh, I want us to feel so good together. Oh, I want us to come at the same time. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. So when you're ready, I want you to ramp it up, okay? Oh, I want you to make it more intense. I want you to get so fucking close to coming. Oh, fuck, yes. Yes, just like that. Just like that. Keep going. Keep touching yourself. Oh, you sound fucking amazing. Oh, do I sound good? Oh, are my sounds helping you out? Good. 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 Oh, I'm gonna come soon. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna come soon. Are you close too? That's wonderful. Oh, get right on the edge. Oh, just like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, let's come together right now. Yes, yes, just like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah, just like that. Oh, I need to cool down. Holy fuck. That was incredible. Come here. Let's snuggle up together. I want to feel your beautiful body pressed up against mine. You're so fucking warm and soft. How are you so amazing? I love you. Oh, I love hearing you say it back to me. I never thought I'd hear you say that. It's just incredible. And I just feel so whole when I say it. I love you. I love you so much. Yes, you. You make me so fucking happy. Come here. So, Should we finish our drinks now? Okay, you're right. We are a little too warm already. Let's just relax then, yeah? Just lay in my arms and enjoy my comfort. I've got you. I'm here. Let's ride out those highs together, baby. Thanks for being here with me and letting me hold you just like this. Just like how you held me all those years ago.